now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off. I got you. Yeah, if you feeling like a pimp, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Crazy baby, don't forget that boy told you kid. Turn up your shoulders. I'm probably yo with the y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the Porsche. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the grip of my breath. The ladies, they love me. From the bleachers, they screaming.
What's up, all my people out there in WU? This is the grand champion of WU here, your boy Money Sue Herringbone, joined live by my co-host, the hardcore heathen, the man of a thousand nicknames I call him, changes it up every week, Joey Leroy. Joey, how's it going this week, buddy?
Well, it's going extremely wonderful. And so
that's good to hear. That's good to hear. We, Joey and I, appreciate everybody out here listening. Spending your Wednesday evening with us, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock out West. So welcome, and sorry for last week. I told you guys, you know, summer's a little tough on my traveling schedule, so we can get here when we can get here. So I'm having a couple technical difficulties in my studio here, but I think that's up and running. So I'll have the chat updated in a second. We have a couple guests in there right now. So, guest, as always, you can identify yourself. That would be great. We got a couple things in store for you tonight. I had some – for about 3 weeks now, I've had some somewhat cryptic messages in my inbox from one of the top guys in WU who really doesn't make too many, if any at all, radio appearances, maybe once or twice in his long, illustrious career in WU. So I didn't make any promises, but there's a chance that he's going to be joining us live tonight. And I have a feeling if he does, there's going to be some big news about possibly one of the better companies in the game making a return. So I'm not going to really talk much on that. And I'll wait till we get here straight from the horse's mouth, or maybe in this case, straight from the king's mouth. So we'll see if that plays out. But, you know, before I get to my weekly WWE report, you know, Joey, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, something, a couple things that irk me in WU. Now, we might get back to one of them, but, you know, usually I give a douchebag of the week award. And this week's award is going to go to a person who many people know in the game. They're a female wrestler, but they are a male, in managed by a male. And, you know, in my time in this game, it has been no secret, and I have said it many times. I have done many, many, many things that I am proud of in this game, and I have done many, many things that I'm not proud of. Burned some relationships, got into some heated arguments on the feed, in inboxes, stuff like that. But in most of this was long ago, early in my career when I was a rookie. But one thing that no matter who's worked with me says is, you know, I will always tell you 100% how it is. So this week's douchebag of the week is going to go to the creator, not the owner, but I would say the creator and the president of Karma Hardcore Wrestling, Bad Karma. And Bad Karma is a female in the game, managed by a male. So if I know we have some weasels out there that go and repeat everything that's said, but I'm going to give you my little history here. Joey, have you heard of Karma Hardcore Wrestling?
As a matter of fact.
Okay, Joey.
Karma,
go ahead.
Championship Wrestling has gone through, like, some changes, but I'm surprised it's still active after, like, 5 years and counting.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a great – and I have no – I had no problems in the company. To tell you the truth, I had no – Karma, Bad Karma was one of the – people that have helped make my career. But I'm going to tell everybody a little story here, a little about history of it. I joined Karma Hardcore Wrestling, befriended Bad Karma. She was actually very, very good to me. Helped me out several times when I was a young rookie with web bucks or coins. Got me involved in USL. Gave me advice on matches and so on and so forth. I became a Hall of Famer in Karma Hardcore Wrestling, which I'm still very, very proud of to this day. I became a multi-time world champion there. I think 4 or 5 times world champion. And it's very hard to win the world title in Karma Hardcore Wrestling, but I won it 4 or 5 times. I'm not exact. I've won over, I think there's so many belts in Karma because at one point there was over 300 people in there, and it was a very active company. But I won probably over 25, 30 championship belts there. Multiple times I've won some of these belts. But and I was in Karma Hardcore Wrestling for a long time. But what had happened was I was involved in an altercation with a member of this game who was not even in Karma Hardcore Wrestling. This person was a general manager in a different company, and I did not agree with how they were doing things. I thought they were playing favorites. So basically I called this GM out. They didn't like it. They ended up quitting, taking their ball and going home, as you would call it. So keep in mind out there, this had nothing to do with Karma Hardcore Wrestling. So Karma had a very much active show pretty much every night of the week, 7 nights a week. And Monday night show was ran by a GM called the Dagda. So I think I had like 2 matches every time on that Monday night. Well, all of a sudden, I go in, I'm not getting any matches. So, you know, I start to notice after maybe 2 weeks of this. So I go in and I try to post what's going on in the locker room. I said, hey, you guys maybe forget about me. How can you forget about a 5-time world champion and everything like that? Well, I come to find out there that I'm blocked from posting in the room, the Monday night Karma Hardcore show. So, you know, I do some investigating. I ask around. I ask some of the other GMs. Well, the Dagda, the GM of the Monday night show, kicked me out of the Monday night show because they wanted nothing to do with me because they said that I mistreated their friend who was not even in the company. So, you know, the hothead that I was back when this happened in my early parts of my career, I went to Karma and I started complaining. And basically, you know, Karma said, well, Dagda's been a GM here forever. He doesn't want you on the show. So I quit the company. I said, that's fine. I don't think it's fair. I don't agree with your decision. And actually, it was a peaceful exit. I said, I thank you for everything, but when I don't agree with something, I'm not going to be a part of it. So, anyways, you know, and that was the end of it. So, you know, this week, USL, my stable, which I just joined, an old friend of mine in the game, King Cop, asked me to join his stable, help them out a little bit. I think we're in group 2 now. Well, anyways, we're fighting Karma's stable, and Karma and I squared off in a match. And, you know, Karma won the match. That's no big deal. I mean, it's just, you win some, you lose some. Well, anyways, Joey, Karma had the nerve to tell me, well, not the nerve, she just said, good luck in the match. And, I pull no strings back. I didn't want to talk to Karma. I said, fuck you, Karma, and fuck Dagda too. And I don't need your good luck. So, and she replied with I always knew you were the biggest crybaby in the game. And then she didn't say another word. And then she wins the match and says, easy win. And then what do you think she does after that, Dagda or Joey?
Let's see. Pretty easy win.
You're a smart guy. What do many people do after they talk some trash to somebody in this game?
Well, 9 times out of 10, there are some people that turn around and take it personally. They whine like bitches. That's exactly what happens 9 times out of 10. What is that other
Karma. Well, Karma, after she said, "Well, that was an easy win," blocked me. Well, first of all, that is why, Karma, you get the this week's Money Talks. And since we didn't have a show last week, we'll give you last week's, too. Money Talks Douchebag of the Week Award. We'll give you the Douchebag of 2 weeks award. Now, Karma, anybody that's out there that wants to go run their mouth to Karma, Karma, you're welcome. That's why I did this in the beginning of the show. You are welcome to call this show, speak your piece. Everything that I said was facts. That's how everything went down. I will not mute you. You can say your piece. You will not be able to prove me wrong, though, because that's the facts that happened. And if I'm such easy work, Karma, I'm issuing the challenge now. We are both in the company ran by my buddy, the D-Train, Maverick Championship Wrestling. If I'm so easy work, Karma, let's go the best of seven series, 3 million coins, 150 web bucks. That's the challenge that Money Sue is issuing to you right now, Karma. It's best of seven, Maverick Championship Wrestling, 3 million coins, 150 web bucks. We'll see how easy work I am there. So just wanted to get that off my chest there and give our Douchebag of the Week award. And before we move on, Joey, to the pro wrestling report, this is for you, Karma, courtesy, and this is permission by my man, Terrell the Truth, who said I could use this on my radio show anytime I would like. So, Karma, here's to you. You are an idiot. So, anyways, and I see Crypto Zoo Maulers out in the chat talking about something that the Greek Seal did to him. Crypto, you're welcome to call in and speak your piece here and call anybody you would want out and get anything you'd like off your chest. If you don't want to call in, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate all of our many listeners that catch the replay of this show. So anyways, I wanted to say that early, so give Karma a chance to respond tonight. Well, Joey, we're going to go to one of our fans' favorite portion of this show, and I know you'll probably have a little bit to say about this here. We're going to go to our pro wrestling report for the week, and Monday Night Raw was in my backyard of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one of my homes on the East Coast there, my current home. Last week, was able to see the show live with my young son, who's a big Roman Reigns fan. Probably, Joey, the big surprise of the night was obviously the appearance of Brock Lesnar, who was not scheduled for the show.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
obviously.
Yeah, I was surprised we just seen a little five-minute thing of him threatening to leave if he does not win the match at SummerSlam. So, Joey, my question to you now is this Brock Lesnar's way out to go fight Jon Jones in the UFC after SummerSlam?
Well, more than likely. I mean, anything could happen. I mean, whenever he says he loses at SummerSlam, loses the title, drops the title, all that bullshit, then he'd be leaving. That would buy some time to face Jon Jones at the Ultimate Fighting Championship, which Brock Lesnar is also an MMA fighter since he left WWE for the first time. After that disappointment of the WrestleMania match. Then again, on the other hand, what I would expect is him to either win like a count out or DQ to retain the belt and take the title with him to the UFC match. I mean, knowing Brock, he would take as much of his time away from the company as champion. It's illustrated, plain and simple.
Yeah, you're exactly right there, Jay. And, you know, and I personally, you know, maybe with Triple H running the show, things would be different. But as long as Vince is in control, I think him and Brock have a really good relationship. And I think, you know, how Vince let Brock go fight while still being signed what, about a year and a half ago now. So, but I personally do not think I do not think Brock will leave SummerSlam with a title. If he, I mean, like you said, it's a possibility that he does. And what I think is going to happen, which I said on this show when this first started back in, February, or March, whenever we started, I can't remember now. And it's looking more likely, Joey, I'm thinking we're going to get a Shield reunion. It's 2/3 of the way there. I'd be very surprised if Reigns does not have the Universal title, and I'll be very surprised after what happened Monday night if Ambrose and Rawlings aren't carrying the tag team titles. And, you know, we're at the day and age now where there is no really good guys and there's no really bad guys. It depends what town you're in. And I can see basically, you know, I won't say the talent is not in the WWE right now, but there you have to do with, they kind of have to go with what the people want. And Vince is set and Triple H is dead set on making Roman Reigns the guy. And the only way to really get him completely over with everybody, he's obviously over with a lot of the children and the women, but the only way to get him completely over is going to be to put Rollins and Ambrose back on his side. Would you agree?
Well, yes and no. Let's start with the yes first. I mean, there might be a possibility. 9 times out of 10, the last time the Shield was together, it was a disappointment. Not one was a world champion prior to the breakup. They have a failed career. Their title run with the tag team belts was a shame, let alone Dean Ambrose's lack of activity with the U.S. Championship. But let's go to the yes part. There might be a chance to redeem themselves for what's been transpired the last time they were together. And then on to the no reason. Well, no, because the last thing anyone would ever expect is like to relive the how the Shield was a failure from the start. I mean, 2 weeks ago I did mention that they were a failure, which is technically true. They were hired as hitmen, assailants, you know, basically people that attack for like other wrestlers. I mean, the
right.
Original, yes. And the reason why Dean Ambrose became the longest reigning U.S. champion in the modern era was while he initially did defend his title when he first won it, he like took things like a different direction. He did not defend the title. He did not lose by pinfall. He lost in a battle royal, which is really fucking ridiculous.
Right. And, you know, going back to what you said a few moments ago was basically, you know, if you go back, yeah, and you really have to go back, and the reason that I won't forget this is because, you know, I mentioned Raw was, you know, it's no secret. I'm not really giving any information that people don't know. I have a home in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have a home in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Well, Royal Rumble a few years ago was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And to tell you the truth, like you said, you know, the Shield was basically just brought in basically like another spirit squad, basically just to kind of sort of like we're seeing with Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas now, but they're no one really ever, you know, the chance basically just came up for them and people started gravitating to them. At first, everyone was like, who are these three bums? They're just NXTers or jobbers or Ohio Valley wrestlers. But Joey, I really think that the Shield took off the night of the Royal Rumble in Pittsburgh when the crowd wanted CM Punk to be in the Royal Rumble or win the Royal Rumble, and Batista won the Royal Rumble, and the last two men in the ring were Batista and Roman Reigns, and the crowd kind of got behind Roman Reigns, if you remember that.
Well, yeah, that was before the whole I'm not the good guy. I'm not the bad guy. I am the God.
I mean, that's right.
The God.
Yeah, but. Well, you know, and that leads me to my next point here, Joey. I mean, what other options does the Raw brand have right now? Lesnar is a part timer who's probably going to go fight in the UFC before it might be a year after. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if we'd see him at SummerSlam or at WrestleMania this year, but I won't be surprised if we don't see him for another year at WrestleMania. Just depends how the fight goes, if he gets cut or physicals or anything like that with the UFC. But I mean, really, he's a part timer now. So who are the guys on Raw? They can't really give it to Strowman because he's not good on the mic, and no one's ever. I mean, you might have some Braun Strowman fans, but he's not going to attract to the women. He's not going to attract to the kids. You know, they have some good tag teams in there, but, like, really, you know, this isn't the independent scene. Gallows and Anderson aren't going to go over with the kids and the women. That's who Vince cares to impress, the kids and the women. Who else? I mean, basically, Joey, I mean, and I know you're not a fan of him, but here's my top six, I would say, on Raw right now. Ambrose, Rollins, Reigns, The Miz, Sheamus, and Cesaro. I think they're the leaders of the show. I mean, who else can really step up? I mean, that's probably a stupid comment on my part. I'm sure there's many that can step up, but who is Vince going to let step up besides any of them guys right there? I mean, what do you think?
Well, let's see. I mentioned, like, a couple of months ago on another radio show that Vince McMahon is all in favor for, like, the bulky individual instead of, like, calling it straight down the middle between, like, talent and whatnot. I mean, I can pretty much agree to an extent when it comes to the top six. What I would expect from the entire company is to legitimately, like, utilize their talent properly. I mean, Sheamus and Cesaro are pretty much redeeming themselves after the whole debacle starts to them being underutilized as single stars, even though Cesaro would have been a world champion right about now. But, and let alone they are the tag team champions as of right now. Dean Ambrose, yes, that I can agree, for one thing. He's got to get onto the redemption part of... I mean, look, his title runs are abysmal. Let alone his single title run, other than the WWE Championship to some extent, with people stepping up to him. And personally, there is one other person that I would see wearing the title. Well, Triple H is right behind Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, ever since he started arriving, he became the Destroyer, and then all of a sudden, look what happened. I was hoping that Samoa Joe would win the number one contender so that he would redeem himself from that horrid pay-per-view, which ironically does not have any Inferno matches. And as far as Braun Strowman goes, I mean, of course he's not going to, like, impress the children and the women. I mean, he is a heel after all. And he's gotten a positive reaction regarding to his feud with Roman Reigns back in that pay-per-view. And speaking of pay-per-views, we will talk about that right about up next, after the whole Raw debacle, of course, because recently the SmackDown pay-per-view did go on, so we'll discuss it first. And then we'll go to the SmackDown show for God knows the most part. But other than that, I do agree with you with some of the top six being the leaders of the show. I mean, look, I pretty much consider Seth Rollins to be the best of them all. I mean, he has cashed in at WrestleMania, the Money in the Bank. He does have a very good title run with the WWE Championship. It's
he's slowly rebuilding his momentum and redeeming himself for being away with an injury. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know, and to go back to your point, you know, what you said something earlier, and you know, out of the six we mentioned, and I just personally think it's going to, I think that, you know, and you can tell after the whole ambulance match, whatever, that they kind of, they basically told Reigns and Strowman, who I heard get along great, and you can, in real life, and you can tell they have really good chemistry in the ring. But I think, and as you can tell over the last couple of weeks or so, they've kind of backed off each other. Like, you know, it doesn't look like it's, you know, a very personal feud anymore. It just looks like that triple threat match looked like it was a legit triple threat match, not Strowman was after Reigns or Reigns was after Strowman. But, you know, back to your point, what you said something a little bit ago that, you know, Vince, Triple H, they like the bigger guys and stuff like that. You know, Cesaro, I mean, Sheamus is probably built like a Vince McMahon type of guy. Reigns has a more athletic cut look. I mean, he's a big guy, but you know, Joey, people got to keep in mind, you know, the whole cruiserweight 205 line thing. Seth Rollins is 215 pounds soaking wet. He's 10 pounds off from being a cruiserweight, and Ambrose isn't that big of a guy either. So, you know, things are going to have to change in the WWE, and Vince is going to have to change his thinking if. You know, I personally said it, and we'll get to it in a second. You know, obviously the better wrestling is on SmackDown. I think Raw can own the storylines better, especially with the whole Ambrose-Rollins reunion now, the whole four-way dance with the top big heavyweight guys, and everything else going on. Real quick, a couple things. I'm not impressed with the whole Kurt Angle storyline and his illegitimate son. What's your thoughts on that real quick, Joey?
I mentioned it like 2 weeks ago. I mean, legitimately, it is deja vu. I mean, you remember the whole Vince McMahon illegitimate storyline. It sure as hell went nowhere. I mean, literally, it went nowhere. It was given a tough look.
Basically looking... What is this guy's name anyways? I can't even remember. I know he was partners with Chad Gable. Who's this guy? What's
Jason
his name?
Jason Jordan.
Basically, he's probably going to get an intercontinental title reign out of this, probably.
More than likely.
More than likely, and I've heard, and I know Crypto's in the chat and has some scoops always on pro wrestling, but... basically, I heard that The Miz is off to make another movie or take care of some other business for a little bit. So I think we'll see this Jordan guy, the son of Kurt Angle, probably walk out of SummerSlam, or if not, the next night on Raw with the Intercontinental title. So, a couple other things we'll touch on next week with Raw. We now know Bayley's injured. We'll get to that. But I don't want to, you know, this is a segment I never really thought we would spend more than a couple minutes on, but by popular demand in my inbox, people like to know our thoughts. Joey's very knowledgeable, and people like to know our thoughts on the pro wrestling. So we're going to go over to SmackDown now. We got about a little bit more than a half hour left on our show tonight, so we're going to go over to SmackDown. First of all, before I get to the good of SmackDown, I do have something good to say about SmackDown. I think there's a great wrestling over SmackDown. Probably since Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon took over, the most disappointed I've ever been was at this pay-per-view. And so, Joey, it seems like you're a lot more disappointed than I am. So go ahead and lead us with a SmackDown conversation here.
Well, let's see. Well, most of the matches of the pay-per-view, let's start with the WWE Championship and the return of the great Khali. I mean, yes, they're building him to heel status. That's what they should have done to begin with. Khali debuted as a heel. They treated him as a baby face ever since the last time he was there with the whole face and heel turns, and he's been poorly utilized. And seeing that Jinder Mahal has, like, retained the WWE Championship in the Punjabi prison, which is very much an upset because, well, from what I've mentioned, there wasn't a single heel wrestler that had ever won the Punjabi prison matches since both of them were faces. That is pretty much on the main event scene, which the United States Championship. Let's go with the whole U.S. Championship. It's like, if they're going to continue to play hot potato with the belt, how the hell are we going to see the how it's prestige? I mean, hopefully they better not play hot potato with the U.S. Championship, very much like they did the that women's title, you know, the one that looks like the WWE belt that is painted by a five-year-old. I mean, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, you know, the like I said, the matches with between Owens and AJ Styles are always top quality. Don't get me wrong. The throwing Chris Jericho in there was a special treat for the fans. I mean, who does not like to see Jericho? He never puts on a bad show, whether he's just cutting a promo or in the ring. But I want to go back to what you said. Talking about the first thing right there. Since Jinder Mahal's big push, Joey, what would you grade him as a main eventer right now?
Well,
since he's gotten his big push.
Well, let's see. I would give him a 10, but he was, ever since he was long overdue of a main event push, and he only got a main event push in the first place, was for WWE to promote, like, sales and merchandising to India. So I'm going to give him, like...
Plus he bulked up about 25 pounds to Vince's liking.
That's true. I'm going to give him, like, a 8, 8.5, and there's a reason for it. When he returned to WWE, like, last year, let alone this year, he was being treated as a jobber. He's been, like, poorly utilized, and then WWE thought it because, well, Vince McMahon likes big, bulky guys, like, everyone pretty much obviously knows that. Let alone, we're going to promote our merchandise to India. So, what better way to give the WWE Championship to Jinder Mahal, even though he should have been a world champion in the first place during his last run in the company, instead of being treated like a, you know, that three-count ripoff.
Three-man
bill. Exactly, the three-count. That makes three-count very much interesting. I mean, I can see where WWE is pretty much parodying the ideas from. And let's get to that topic. I compare the two. I mean, three count weren't not meant to be like main event stars. They're more like comedy heels, which was what three main bam was. And that's a kind of disappointment, which is hence why they've been successful like elsewhere, like Drew McIntyre. And back to Jinder Mahal, I have given him 8, 8.5. Well, he was treated as a jobber during the first part of the year, and then, boom, put him on SmackDown, have him win the Battle Royal with the Bollywood boys, who are also Indo-Canadian, interfering. And he's a world champion, which, again, should have been long overdue.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of Jinder Mahal, do you think, and I've heard this from several people that are in the business and that are very, very close to the business, do you think that role that Jinder Mahal is in now, the huge push, do you think that would be Rusev's role if Rusev was a little bit better on the mic?
Well, that
as
is
Rusev is built.
I mean, yeah. Rusev is built. He's a big, bulky guy. Of course, Vince McMahon and all that. Ultimate bodybuilding, whatchamacallit bullshit. But I can pretty much understand the whole feud between Rusev and Jinder Mahal. I mean, think about it. Think of what I mentioned like 2 weeks ago on Raw when they were together, paired up. Even though they were paired by proxy due to a mutual feud between Enzo and Cass and Bam. It's about time that Rusev might as well get, like, behind the mic skills since he usually has Lana speaking on his behalf.
Right.
And he was built to wrestle. Everything went downhill for him during his debut year. And reuniting with Lana, well, when it comes to him and microphone skills, it pretty much varies. Him in the ring, however, that you will find out. But yeah,
right.
We're hoping they can build like a program between him and Jinder somewhere in the near future.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'll be shocked to see Rusev come out with a win against Randy Orton. And I'll be shocked for Jinder Mahal to come out with a win at SummerSlam to retain the world title. Now, we're sitting here giving a lot of criticism to SmackDown, but I do want to praise a couple things. First thing I want to praise is I love the feud between the New Day and the Usos. I think the Usos are performing on the mic and in the ring better than they ever have in their career. The rap battle was classic, throwing out the insults about the Page and Elijah Woods. And the New Day firing back with basically saying Usos would be nothing if it wasn't for Roman Reigns, their cousin, or being promoted by Naomi on Total Divas. So, I mean, I think that's probably the best work of both of those tag teams right now. So big, big shout-out to the Usos and the New Day, and I think they'll give us some good matches in the ring with that. And also, hell of a match last night between Shinsuke Nakamura, who is – pretty much obvious will walk out of SummerSlam as the World Heavyweight Champion, and John Cena. My question is, Joey, two things, double-edged question here. You agree with me that Shinsuke Nakamura is the next WWE Champion, and what's next for John Cena now?
Let's see. Let's start with the Shinsuke question first. Yes and no, yet again. Let's start with the no first. I mean, think about it. Shinsuke Nakamura, even though he would walk out as the WWE champion, well, anything could happen, especially with the Great Khali and the Bollywood Boys interfering on the behalf of Jinder Mahal, which could lead to a disqualification win for Shinsuke, which, as a result, leads to Jinder Mahal retaining the title. On the other hand, while Shinsuke does deserve to be a world champion. I mean, think about it. He goes to battle Jinder and wins the title. That would be a big fat maybe and certain. Of course, you got Baron Corbin in the mix too, which he could cash in that Money in the Bank briefcase against, well, basically one of the two. So 9 times out of 10, let's just say, well, while Shinsuke may come out WWE champion, bam. I mean, think about it. They're still feuding. And with the briefcase, they are pretty much going over the feud for the WWE championship for a while once that happens. And for John Cena, well, John Cena might not be in the company for, like, very much longer. I mean, they saying that he's retiring. What's going to happen is he's going to take some time off again, promote a movie or something like Miz does, and then he's going to come back, and then he's going to start a program with Jinder over the
whole...
You don't
think that we'll...
sabbatical.
You don't think that we'll see eventually, before it's all said and done, John Cena maybe letting Roman Reigns go over him, a feud like that? And I'll, before you answer that question, you know, I kind of changed my stance on it, and I kind of agree with you. You know, there's not too many people in the company right now that's probably going to be worthy of a WrestleMania moment. So I think the big WrestleMania moment is going to be probably Shinsuke winning the title at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously the plans were the big Undertaker slaying the feud between Lesnar and Reigns. That was the original plan for WrestleMania. Obviously, things are changing now. They wanted to keep Reigns and Lesnar away from each other. But even though they were good matches, the Lesnar-Samoa Joe and the Strowman-Reigns match really, you know, they decided to go away with that. So, you know, we're going to see probably Reigns walk out with the title long before WrestleMania, if not again at WrestleMania. But, yeah, so I kind of don't know where, you know, the next week, you know, we'll continue this discussion next week. The last question on our pro wrestling report here, Joey, I got for you is, will SummerSlam finally be the moment that Natalya captures that women's championship?
Whoa. I'm going to say yes.
I sure hope so. Go ahead.
I'm going to say yes, and here's the reason. You see, Natalya hasn't won the women's championship at all ever since, like, before 2010. She has been long overdue for a title shot to begin with. She's been overlooked by the newcomers, the divas, vixens, however we call them. She's been overlooked with the whole sabbatical crap that is the Divas Revolution, which is a major fucking disappointment. I mean, consider this. Natalya has been pushed to the side. She's been jealous, and who could blame her? And a win over Naomi by a submission at SummerSlam could solidify Natalya once again to have a very good career as champion, which even though she should have been treated properly from when she debuted until like now. Instead of the whole fart jokes and everything in that company has been like childish ever since, you know, that tragedy. So I'm going to say yes, she will 9 times out of 10 walk out as the women's champion. Just by stating these reasons.
Yep, and I like I said, I hope to see her walk out. I agree with you. She's due for the title belt. I think she's one of the better performers, although she does not get the push because she doesn't have the looks of an Alexa Bliss or something like that. But anyways, that was our WWE report for the week, and we'll touch base on you next week as we get closer to SummerSlam. So, anyways, let's head over to the world of WU. Money Sue here is back in the top 25 where he belongs in RAWF after a rare miss for me. I think I, maybe out of the last 25 ranking periods or 25 months in RAWF, maybe one or twice, I wasn't in the top 25. I'm back in the top 25 now on a nice little win streak. I'll be defending my Triple Crown title for the second time this coming up pay-per-view. So I'm glad to be back up there in RAWF looking for another title shot here in the near future. So what about RAWF with you, Joey? How's things going with you?
I'm going great so far. Of course.
I didn't really check into the rankings. Are you in the top 25 yet or what?
Well, although I'm not in the rankings as of yet right now, but I am having a pretty good time dealing with a certain, a group of foxes. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let alone,
if you can elaborate more, go ahead.
Well, let's see. I have been getting all over the whole betrayal thing, and I remember like how they've treated me like crap, even though I've been nothing but respectful to them. Red is pretty much Payback's a bitch.
Who are you talking about here, Joey? You cut out for a second.
Well, let's just say it's the Blue Fox Clan that I've mentioned. Like,
The same guys that did you listen to After Hours about a week ago? I called in about a week ago, and I heard there was a group of guys running around, and I warned them, especially when we go to the pay per view in Tropical Aggression, not to wear their little blue. Their little blue badges, because they might get beat up by the Bloods for looking like Crips, and they might get beat up the Crips for being poor imitators. So is that the same people I'm talking about here?
Yeah,
I really don't get into the whole, although I love RAWF, sometimes there's a little too many clickety-click things there for that. But, Joey, anytime that you need some assistance putting them guys back in the check, you let me know, and I'd be glad to get in a tag match or two with you against them guys. So,
marvelous.
Yeah. What about what else is going on with you in the WU right now?
Well, I am currently promoting the Biohazard Invasion, which is going to be a show in one of my companies, which I'm calling out basically each faction to literally take over. You know, I've been taking over like companies like here and there ever since I started playing the game like years ago. So What better way to get back into storylining for some part, even in my own companies, than by allowing them to return the favor, which is going to be pretty interesting if you think about it. That builds activities, builds feuds, and God knows what else. And of course, other than that, not very much as of yet. Besides those two topics.
Right. And, but other than the RAWF, I was hoping that we were joined by a special guest tonight. We still have about 12 minutes left, so I'm hoping he still comes. He sent me a couple cryptic messages in my box that he might be appearing tonight, which is August 2nd. So I'm hoping for a miracle still on that. I think that would be some big, big news on the show. However, other than me active in RAWF right now, I am in a competition ran by Odin Maximus. Pretty cool. I think it's called the G1. I forget what it's called, but it's a pretty good, it's like different rounds of stuff like that. Right now I'm, you have to qualify for rounds. The first round, I made it through to the second round individually, and the second round, I didn't have enough points to qualify for an individual round, but I had enough points to qualify for a team portion of that. So me and Vino are teaming up right now, and we have to win 2 out of our 3 matches, which I think, we have a shot to do that right now, but I'm hoping to get Odin on the show here. I was going to invite him tonight, but I didn't because I was hoping for somebody else to call in. I thought they would take a little bit of time after our report, so maybe I'll check with Odin next week then. Other than that, a few weeks ago on the show, we had a very rare visit from La Gringa Loca, who surprised me 100%. La Gringa, everybody thought was a female, but ended up being a male. So, he, she, whatever, gave us a great report on the upcoming Wrestle World Cup, which I am a part of Team Wales. I've said before, I became a part of Team Wales because of a good friend of mine, Kane, the governor, and his wife, Kayla, the governess, Team Wales. We have about 14 or 15 guys on the team this year. And the way, for anybody that didn't catch the show with La Gringa, the way this basically works is the signups ended on Monday, the 31st, and we're on a little administrative break right now so they can get things together. And I believe next week middle of next week or the end of next week, we will start the first of four qualifying stages. Now, the qualifying stages are for, you know, not so much like Team Wales, like me. I mean, I think we have 15 people trying out for 11 spots and then two alternates, so 13 make the team. This year, what's new is, say I we'll use like last year for example. Last year I was in the third spot for Team Wales, so that means when we got to pool play and to tournament play, that my matches were against the number three man on for whoever we played. So if I'm having a bad couple weeks or so, now this year the captain, which the captain of Team Wales is Kane. Kane has the option to replace me in the third spot with anybody he wants. He can drop me to like the ninth or the 10th spot, or he could put in one of the alternates or put me in as an alternate for that week. Basically just like a, you know, for all you sports fans out there, the captain basically has full power to basically like a manager in baseball. So he can change the lineup up. Now Crypto, I don't know if you heard me, and sorry, I wasn't really paying attention to chat. Wrestle World Cup qualifying begins next week sometime. Basically, all those matches are like if you're on Team USA, I'm sure they got like 80 people going out. You're fighting everybody in round robins to get the top 11 spots or two alternates. So another question. I'll get to your other question in a second, Crypto. So back to Wrestle World Cup, I'm looking forward to that. It's a great event and usually gets over. It kind of helps. I'm not much of a winter person, so it kind of helps you get to around Thanksgiving or Christmas time, keeping busy. I can tell you it was probably one of the most intense competitions I've ever been in my life on this game last year. We had a group chat going. I mean, every single move you have to plan. You have to be ready for a bag of tricks. I mean, people spending thousands of web bucks on love boosts. Everything. You know what a love boost is, Joey?
Well, a love boost is pretty much similar to a distract referee and a fan support. So, yeah. Basically, you send the love
difference
to a particular
love boost. Yeah, and they give you some, and it gives you some more health. So, yeah, we got some new teams this year. South of the Border, Team Hell, I think, and Team Parts Unknown, as Crypto was saying in the chat. But we're looking forward to that. It's a very intense competition, and the further you get in it, the more intense it gets. I mean, you're planning every single move. I can tell you last year, I was in a match to win our stage. It was Wales against Austria, and the Perfect German and myself were in a match, and we both had less than, I think, 10 health left, and I think we each failed three or four times before there was a winner of the match. So very, very intense competition, and we'll keep updating you here on Wrestle World Cup as the weeks progress here. Now, something that Crypto just said in the chat a little bit ago was the web bucks button is no longer working on the game. I'm not sure much of what happened. I don't know if you know more, Joey, but yeah, it's definitely going to be hard for people now to collect up the dollars to buy these love boosts, which I know some people have like 70 love boosts with all their alts they have in the game that they save up. I know love boosts are available for like a week or two in February during Valentine's Day. So the web buck, you can no longer just click the earn web bucks button. You either have to, I think, buy the web bucks or be in a company. I'm in a company that has a couple matches a week for some web bucks, and you have to save them up. I know the majority of my web bucks go to hiring a manager now. So, it's going to be tough for people to get web bucks. Joey, can you buy web bucks on this game? Or?
Well, you can, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and but do you know anything about why the button's not there anymore?
Well, according to Lazy, Wimpy, and Dopey, well, one of the three, they took down the whole wrestler box buttons because it was low in the home page and all that mumble jumble. Here's a somewhat of a secret, which some people pretty much know, and they've made the Unstoppable app for the mobile devices, which you could try and get wrestler bucks that way. Because you're never going to see it on the main browser. I mean, think about it.
Yeah. So basically for, you know, basically I used to get my web bucks by clicking that, but now basically I'll have to save up my coins and ask for people to sell them to me for an overpriced rate. So are you a big web bucks guy, Joey? Do you collect the web bucks or just only when you need them?
A little bit of both, of course. I'm also playing via the mobile app, which you can get the wrestler bucks for free that way.
Yeah.
All you have to do is simply download the application, click on Earn WB's wrestler bucks, and that saves that problem.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if they bring that back to us or not. But anybody out here listening, I am looking to buy 50 web bucks. I buy about 50 every couple months or so. So if anybody is interested in selling me 50 web bucks, please inbox me with a price, and I'll see if we can make it work. So another thing I wanted to talk about WU that irks me sometimes, Joey, is have you ever been in a match with somebody and every time they fail, they have to make a comment about it?
Oh, at times, yes.
Oh, Jesus, it drives me crazy. I was in a match with somebody. I don't even know who it was. I think it was a stable match. But, I mean, I think they landed 6 or 7 moves in a set, missed it, and said, oh, man, that stinks, or you got lucky, or stupid fails. I mean, Jesus, me, Christmas, I can understand if you had 5 turns in a row and every move you failed on. But, I mean, when you're landing 7 or 8 moves in a set and then you fail, I mean, what are you complaining about? I mean, that's a good set. So, you know, just little stuff like that has come to irk me in the game a little bit, you know, other than, like, the, of course, like I mentioned earlier, and actually, since we still have a couple minutes, you know, I gave my douchebag of the week award to Bad Karma for talking trash on me and then blocking me. So in case he missed it earlier on, or she missed it, whatever she wants to call, he or she wants to call herself, one more time, Karma, this is for you. Yeah, so, well, we are running out of time here. Anything you want to plug real quick, Joey?
Maybe later. But right now, I'm going to prepare for the Bauhauser Invasion, which I'm still promoting the entire event. So it's going to be in my company. Feel free to inbox me for more details, and I'll gladly get with you on that.
Speaking of that, Joey, you and I, ever since we've crossed paths that first time in RAWF, I'd say we've become pretty good friends here in the wrestling world. So if you want to send me an invite, I'd be glad to join your company. I think it's only fair. So as you've kind of taken the role over as co-host here on Money Talks, and we appreciate your knowledge and you joining us each week here for that. So feel free to send me an invite.
Of course.
And also... also, if anybody heard me or did not hear me when you catch the replay, like I said, we get a lot of replay listeners just because out in the West Coast, we're still it's still really early out in the West Coast right now, my hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada. So we get a lot of replayers. I am looking to buy 50 web bucks, so inbox me. Thanks for everybody that joined us. Crypto, for your messaging on the chat tonight and all your knowledge. Joey, once again, we'll see you next week. And for Joey Leroy and your boy Money Sue, we'll catch you next week on Money Talks. God bless, everybody.
Later, everyone.